This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's good news in real estate. If you're a homeowner, if you're selling a home, or perhaps purchasing a home or vacation property, welcome to our home. It's good news in real estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
Your host for the next radio hour, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris, along with real estate veteran and owner-operator of the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes,
Mark Cumberland. Your real estate education starts right now. It's Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
All right. Good afternoon. Get ready to laugh and learn here on Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm Mark Cumberland, along with my co-host, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris. How you doing? And they just love her. How are you, Deanne?
I'm doing fabulous, Mark. Just fabulous. I'm so excited. It's the holiday season.
Yep.
Merry Christmas, by the way.
Very good. Yeah, Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. 15th year on the radio. So if you have any questions, we're on every Saturday, 1 o'clock here on WPHT Talk Radio and also on Odyssey. If you want to ask us a question about residential, commercial, real estate, mortgages, give us a call. We always answer. My number is 267-266-5501. What's your number, Deanne?
My number is 609-605-7153.
And we're the only real estate show in town, so keep listening in every week. And you listen to past shows at goodnewsinrealestate.com and also at WPHT's website. So what's coming up today?
Coming up on today's show, Mark, we have the market report.
Yes.
We have our business tips with Asking Dr. A.
Yes, that new series.
Continuing series. We also have Mark's Funny Story.
Got one for you.
And we have our mortgage mom topic today.
Which is what?
Do I have to worry about the gift tax?
That's a good one.
Such a good topic, right? Especially around this time of year. And Mark, we're very honored today to have Mike McCann, the real estate man, as our guest today. And he's going to talk about the market in 2024.
Very good. Old friend of ours, Mike.
All right. So we also have our questions coming up. The first one is, my brother pays my mother's mortgage and co-owns her home. How can I assure that my other siblings and I each inherit one third of the share? The next question is, I'm 46 and single. Okay. I have $120,000 in cash and $400,000 in retirement.
I think this is about me.
And I own my own home. Yeah. 20 years early. Should I buy my dream 30,000 motorcycle?
Ah, this is about me.
No, that would be a $30,000 guitar.
That's actually about Mike McCann.
Yeah, there you go. It is illegal. Is it illegal for a bank to sell a loan to another entity without the borrower's approval?
All right.
Last question is, I'm buying a house that is being sold by owner. Where do we go to make the contract and transfer the title?
True.
Well, if you listen to six shows ago, we tell you
exactly
why not to do that. All right, Mark. And we also have our topic of the day, the Dinks. Who are they?
You know who the Dinks are? I will explain it.
I thought it was maybe drinks after a couple.
No, I'll explain it to you.
I'm sure you will. But first, give us your motivational quote.
And the motivational quote today is, because we've been talking about this, at Christmas, all roads lead home.
Oh, you're so
you know
warm
how
and
we've
fuzzy.
I am a warm and fuzzy dude. But, yeah, you know, we've been talking about the difference between the renters, the 48% of renters, and the people that own a home. And, you know, you go away on vacation, you come home, you're home. There's your something home about owning a home. So where are we at?
So, Mark, we're up to the market report.
And there is the bell. So the Mid-Atlantic market continues to defy expectations. Home prices are up strong in November, even as the mortgage rates hit a two-decade high in November. Home buyers remain active through the Mid-Atlantic region. The number of closed sales continue to track below last year's levels. But over and all, we're starting to see more activity, and there's a lot more pendings. Housing demand has remained strong through the fall, despite the higher rates. And the rates are going to come down.
Wait,
you are pretty close.
Wait, time
yeah.
out.
I'll wait till I get to the end of this. But she had a prediction for December 15th.
All right.
More all-cash buyers and buyers are able to put down big payments have had an important part in the market. After increasing for 3 months in a row, inventory fell in November. And this is Mid-Atlantic, but, you know, the inventory is up a little bit citywide. Like I looked today, I think there was about 4,100 homes active as of today, and the counties are the same. This limited inventory continues to drive prices, though. Prices still keep going up. Mid-Atlantic, the November was $380,500, which was up 5.7% year over year. Prices remain relatively flat in October and November. But as 2023 closes out, the overall number of home transactions is likely to be at its lowest level in more than a decade. And it's a lot of it because a lot of people just don't understand. And I know that people have low interest rates, but you date the rate, you marry the house, and eventually you refi. If you really need to move, you need to move. Declining mortgage rates will increase both the total number of sellers and buyers in 24. Homeowners who have a very low mortgage rate have been, you know, not so tempted to list their home. And the family and financial challenges will slowly shift priorities, and more homeowners will list coming through 2024. And hopefully, you know, we get a new administration and they do something about this damn inflation, which got everybody on the fence. Interesting, though, Philadelphia housing market is one of the most competitive. Despite the higher rates, home prices continue to rise. In November, the median price in Philadelphia Metro was $355,000. That is up 7.6% compared to a year ago. And prices in Philadelphia region are now 43% higher than they were in 2019. 43%. So, you know, real estate's a buy, man. You don't get that kind of return on stocks. There were 10,1500 actives at the end of November, which was down 7.9% to a year ago. But supply in Philadelphia region is less than half of what it was in 2019. So, you know, the pace, you know, in 24, I think we're going to start to see rates come down, more inventory. And I think I'll be a lot more optimistic as we get closer to the presidential election. I'm optimistic. I think things are going to get better.
I got to tell you, I'm extremely optimistic now. For the last 3 days, I mean, my team and I have been hitting the phones and calling the database, which is what most people don't do. And it's been very receptive. I mean, we talked about it on one of the shows. You know, the average consumer has $96,000 worth of debt, and they have $257,000 of equity in their home. So if we pay that off, right, go into a new home, the interest rate's higher, and I gave you a positive monthly cash flow of $3,000, you're not asking me what that interest rate is.
No.
The interest rate really doesn't matter that much if it's accomplishing the goals that we need to do. And it's not permanent.
No, I told a $0 to $20 million coaching session to a bunch of people on Saturday, and they didn't know the average rate was 7-8% historically. And
right,
your prediction of 12-15, we were going to be below 6. You got close with the 30-year.
I'm at six and a quarter.
Yeah,
I'm at 6 and a quarter. So that's all right. You shoot for the moon and you fall on a star. We're good. Right,
very good. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
On behalf of the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, we hope you're enjoying Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland. The Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price, and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the mortgage mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the mortgage mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive all the time. So where are we at, Deanne?
So, Mark, we are up to your funny story.
So this lady's down the shore at her shore house. And she's walking down the beach, and she comes across a genie lamp. She picks the lamp up, rubs it, and lo and behold, a genie appears. Surprised, the woman soon came to her senses and asked if she had three wishes. Genie replied, nah, due to inflation, constant downsizing, fierce global competition, I can only grant you one wish. So what would that wish be? The woman did not hesitate. She took out a map she had with her, and she goes, I wish for peace in the Middle East. You see this map? I want these countries to stop fighting each other. Genie looked at the map, and he goes, my goodness, ma'am. He goes, these people have been fighting for thousands of years. I'm good, but not that good. That is not possible. Make another wish. Woman thought for a moment. She goes, well, I've never found the right man. You know, someone who's thoughtful, funny, who likes to cook, helps clean the house, who's good in bed, gets along with my family, who doesn't watch sports all the time and is faithful. And that's really what I want, is a good husband. Jeannie says, can I take another look at that map?
If you have a funny...
So now it is...
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, if you have a funny story... Send it to 8029@comcast.net or give us a call at 267-266-5501.
And now it is time for the Mortgage Mom segment. And her topic today is, do I have to worry about gift tax?
I was going to say.
I've been on for the last few weeks, man.
I was going to say, if you get this right, this would be my 15-year anniversary gift.
Well, usually you tell me before the show started that you got threw me off a little bit there. But tell me about this. Do I have to worry about the gift tax?
Let's talk about this. I recently had a client and she was so excited after receiving a $50,000 gift to put toward her down payment on her new home. So imagine you have $50,000 to give to your daughter or son. For the down payment on their new home. And the question is, will you owe gift taxes because of your generous gesture? So despite the popular belief, the federal gift and real estate taxes only apply to very wealthy households. So unless you have approximately $13 million to give away over your lifetime, these taxes likely won't apply to you. Now, keep in mind, Mark, when going through this process, right, there's many things that you need to keep in mind. This gift process has to be done properly in order for it to be a smooth mortgage. So it's a little bit more than dad just, you know, signing the check, giving it to the daughter, depositing in. There's a gift letter that has to be processed, has to go to the underwriter and things like that. But typically, if they don't do a gift letter, we've talked about this a couple times on the show, the money can get deposited into the home buyer's bank account, but it needs to be seasoned for at least 60 days.
I love these little rules.
Yeah, we'll walk everyone through.
I never get invited to these meetings.
Well, I keep telling you, you got to run, right? You got to run.
For cover.
So again, we'll take the buyers through this entire process. It's what my team and I do the best. But I want to talk about the gift tax exclusions and the exemption limits. So the federal gift tax only applies to people who have gifted millions of dollars over the course of their lives. So beyond the rules that surround making a gift of this sort, your main consideration here is the gift tax. And this is a tax that the IRS places on unilateral transfer. So if someone you give money to or assets without expecting a fair value compensation in return, you have given them a gift.
Right.
And a lot of times when you loan money to people and you think it's going to be a repayment, it ends up being a gift.
That'd be a great gift to hang on a Christmas tree, a letter like that.
It would be. So I'll give you my address. If you give them enough money, eventually you, the gift owner, must pay taxes on the transfer. And the gift tax rates range from 18 to 40% based on the size of the gift. Now, keep in mind, I am not giving tax advice. This is my disclosure. I am not an accountant and I'm not giving advice. And it differs in every state. So keep that in mind as well. Yeah. However, the gift tax only applies to a very few households due to a pair of important tax provisions, an annual exclusion and a lifetime exemption limit. And if you have additional questions based on what we're going over today, again, you really want to contact your financial advisor. The first tax is the gift's annual exclusion. And this amount of money you can give to someone each year, regardless of gifts you have given in the past or future years. In 2023, the annual exclusion is a set amount at $17,000 for individuals and $34,000 for married couples who filed their taxes jointly. Now in 2024, those limits are going to increase to $18,000 for individuals and $36,000 for married couples. And the annual exclusion, Mark, it applies on a per recipient basis. So for example, say you had four children and you could give each of them $17,000 in 2023 without triggering any gift tax.
Huh.
And the lifetime gift and estate tax exemption is the amount of money you can give away over the course of your life. So, or at your death without triggering either gift or estate taxes. And for some gifts that exceed the annual inclusion, the difference is applied to your lifetime exemption. So if you give someone a gift over that year's annual exclusion and have exhausted your lifetime exemption, you will owe gift taxes on the amount of money that exceeds that year's exclusion.
A lot of people are not going to have to pay any tax on it. Because,
correct.
Right. So that's good. That's
correct.
A good thing. That was good.
Right. And again, you want to contact your financial advisor. If you don't have one, reach out to me at 609-605-7153, and I'll be happy to refer someone.
All right, very good. So let's do the questions real quick.
Let's hit the questions. So my brother pays my mother's mortgage and co-owns her home. How can I ensure that the other sibling and I will each inherit one-third share?
Well, they're going to have to set up some kind of will or trust or something in writing to determine that all that's going to take place. Otherwise, how the ownership's taken by the mother, she passes away, the one's going to own everything. They got to come up with an agreement. And this is a good idea because this is before anybody's dropped dead. So if you do all this ahead of time, you're going to save a lot of people problems. And there's other things you can do with bank accounts and everything else to make life a lot simpler, because I went through it this year myself. And I thought I knew a bunch of stuff, and there was a lot of little innuendos that I was not aware of, because I thought I had everything set with wills and everything else and government.
Yeah, and that's, Mark,
they're
and that's
here
why
to
when,
help.
when people purchase a home, they think that's the end, especially if they have family members and brothers and siblings. You know, it's just the beginning, because you have to make sure you take care of your home as far as getting a will and making sure the trusts are in place. I mean, there's a lot more that goes into it.
Definitely. All right, what's the next one?
All right, number two is I'm 46 and single. I have $120,000 in cash and $400,000 in retirement, and I own my own home. Should I buy my dream $30,000 motorcycle?
Yeah, he should buy a 2x2 duplex somewhere good, bring in another $5,000-$6,000 a month, and go out and buy the nicest bike he wants and have it come right out of his account, and his credit will get better every month. Do it, dude. what kind of bike should he buy, Mike? Harley?
Old man bike when I got my Harley. So it's a cruising machine. If you're 35 or above, yeah. Harley.
All right, what's the next one?
Otherwise, a racer bike.
Well, man, I don't like them racing bikes.
All right, the next question is it illegal for a bank to sell a loan to another entity without the borrower's approval?
No, that happens all the time. Banks buy out loan portfolios all the time.
What happens is, you know, they transfer the servicing rights. And when you actually sign the mortgage documents, it's in the package letting you know that the bank is going to transfer the
servicing. Yeah, mine got sold twice in the last 2 years.
Yeah. And by the time you make your first payment, that's generally what happens. All right.
What's the next
question? I'm buying a house that is being sold by owner. Where do we go to make the contract and transfer the title?
This is the big problem with for sale by owners. 97% of them end up listing because they don't know what to do with all this. Who's writing this contract that is supposed to hold up in front of your honor? Who's handling the title? You know, if you got a real estate, this is why my topic last week was why you should hire a real estate agent. That's the answer to this question. You need some professionals involved here so things don't go crazy. I'm actually involved in something right now as an expert witness on something, you know, that went cahoots because of situations like this. So it's like, you got to be careful. Hire an expert. Not everybody knows everything about real estate. They all have perceptions. What's the last one?
We want to sell our home ourselves to save money. Do many people purchase homes this way? If not, then why? Well,
this is the for sale by owner thing. The bottom line is you net more with a real estate agent.
Yeah, and just go back to question four. They don't know who's going to do the contract and who's going to transfer the title.
The biggest problem they have out of the gate is how they pick the price. They heard something, the neighbor sold it for this. They don't know. They don't have access to the MOS. You need an agent because you'll net more.
All right, Mark, coming up next, please stay tuned because, again, we are honored to have Mike McCann, the real estate man, with some 2024 information on the market, and he's coming up next, so stay tuned.
Old friend of us, the agent. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
Deanne and Mark are halfway through this week's edition of Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. When the show returns, more real estate news from around the Delaware Valley.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account. We're member-owned and offer all the services you're looking for, like mobile banking and free ATM withdrawals. Visit our website at pfcu.com. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click MortgageMom.net. That's MortgageMom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time. So where are we at, the end?
So, Mark, we are up to our guest segment, and we are here to welcome Mike McCann, the real estate man.
Hey, hey.
Very good. How are you, Mike?
Am I on?
You are on.
You're on.
You're always on.
Old friend of our show. Yeah. Come.
I love that music in the beginning, but you know what? My theme song is You Too, It's a Beautiful Day. So I need you to play that next time I come on.
All right, you got it.
That's my band, Mike. That's two songs called Philadelphia, PA, and the other one's called 1,000 Miles an Hour. I'll send them to you.
That is awesome. Anyway, thanks for having me.
So tell us, I know you are the man, Mike McCann, the real estate man and his team in Philly. You guys do unbelievable production. I mentioned using the real estate school all the time. Tell us your thoughts. What are you seeing with the market? What's happening?
So we had the fastest down in 40 years in 2023. It's been a brutal market because the market dropped in sales the fastest ever in 40 years. However, prices did not go down, and in many cases they've gone up. Now, in Center City and some of the luxury surrounding up downtown, I've seen some prices go down, but in general, the suburbs, you know, homes have gone up. The Northeast Philly, the moderate income homes have gone up. But this number of sales is the fastest in 40 years drop in sales. So I've seen more sadness among the real estate community than I've ever seen in my other five downturns because their business has pretty much dried up. Yeah. The homeowners are in control. They're not selling. Their interest rates are that 2.75 or 3%. I think that's like 80% of loans. So they're not selling. And the buyers, of course, they were looking at something one way, and now things are another way. So they went on hold. I am very optimistic for 2024. And I know I'm probably rambling right now, Mark, but I want to say one thing is you talked about using a realtor in this or that, having a professional tell you the true story makes all the difference in the world and navigate. So anybody that I run into in 2023, I let them know the reality of, you know, over the last 40 years, the average interest rate was 8%. And over the last 30 years, the average rate was 7%. And I posted this thing on Facebook about a month or so ago. And this is in 1971, interest rates were 7.3%. So remember, inflation came in the early 70s, so rates started to go up. If you said in 1971, I'm going to wait till rates come down, you would not have purchased a home until 1993. That's
right.
When rates went down. 22 years you would have rented. Values from 71 to 93 quadrupled.
Yep.
Exactly.
So the longer you wait, I don't care if it's a year or two, the more you get behind. So when I show that to people and tell that to people, and just like us old school guys, Mark, you know, my first, I was lower. Mine was like 11.5%. Many people were 17 in the late 70s.
I was 14, 14%.
I knew you were a little older than me, you know. Her name was she was probably like 7%, you know, looking at her. But
no, I was in a rock and roll band. I didn't buy until the 80s when Carter was president and inflation was 25%.
Yeah.
Mike, I got to agree with you because I do a home buying seminar where I tell people, you know, you're waiting for the rate to come down even 1%, but with a 5.8% appreciation, right? And I tell people, if you give me $3,000 today and I give you $23,000 12 months from now, would you do it? All day long. And that's what people are missing out right now.
Exactly. But the problem is, our industry grew so dramatically from, you know, see, 2019 to 2023, it went from like 1.2 million realtors to 1.6 million. A lot of people made a lot of money in 19, 20, 20, 21.
Sure.
So you don't have professionals. You have, you know, the good times people come in. Really, letting people know the reality. Not because they're bad people. They just don't know. They don't have the experience.
No, the public doesn't really know what's going on.
Yes.
The media doesn't talk about real estate. We're the only real estate show in the fifth largest media market in the country.
Yeah. Yeah. And they start out with their narrative. They don't really know. They don't really know. But the reality, the people that bought from me, you know, become very happy. Even if the market adjusts, you get in that home. And then we another survey, I don't have the exact number here, but the average, the net wealth of the average American that owns a home is like $340,000 versus the person who rents is like $8,000.
Right.
So I don't have that exact number in front, but the gap is so different. So I tell people, if you want to rent, no problem. I'm going to find you a house and I'll buy it and you can rent from me. You know, like I'm that fun, sarcastic, because it's crazy. And then I show them the difference in, you know, a $2,000 rent is a lot different than a $2,000 mortgage payment. And I give them not the accountant version, but a general on the accountant version of how I can deduct all the interest and all the taxes, and say a $2,000 mortgage is really about a $2,000 mortgage costs about $1,600.
$1,400
after I get my tax benefits. So, like, cut me. And if it goes up, I always say, if it goes up 5% a year or 3%, and it's a $300,000 house, it goes up 5%, that's $15,000. You've saved $15,000 on your taxes. It's a win-win. The government encourages home ownership. And aside from that, I talk about, because I deal with a lot of first-time buyers, about the emotional appeal, the value emotionally of owning a home versus renting a home. My first home was a $43,000 house in South Philly with paneling and drop ceilings, a two-bedroom. And guess what? We lived there for 5 years, and we had the best memories fixing that up.
Yep.
You know, yeah. So it's emotional. So it's financial, it's emotional, and it's smart. Yeah,
and we talk about it every week, 48% of Philly rents, and are projecting rents to go up 6.7% next year.
That's crazy. So I will tell you, just like the name was saying, is these last 2-3 weeks, our phones started to ring, and it's December. I'm hearing from mortgage people are contacting them. We're getting contact from people we've spoken to 6 months and a year ago. And I was saying before I came on the show, I just saw three homes. Today's only Wednesday this week, that have been up for 4 to 7 months. Our open houses picked up. So the bottom line is interest rates have gone down. The Fed has said we're going to hold them down for a little bit. And now what we have is what's called that pent-up demand. So we're reaching out to our December people and saying, buy now. Because guess what? Second, third week in January, the market's going to be picking up. And then prices will be going back up, and there's going to be bidding wars because there's no inventory. So buy in December.
And there's some tax incentives too.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and the great thing, Mike, too, is, I mean, we know that you close in December, you close in January, no payment in January, no payment in February, first payments in March. So take that money, pay off the credit card debt that you just had for Christmas. And it's a win-win.
Wait, today's December 20th. You're saying, Deneen, you can get somebody the settlement by December 31st?
I can close a loan in 10 days, sure.
Wow, that's all unbelievable. That's awesome.
Now, the buyer's got to work with me. They have to be organized and get me all their documents.
Of course.
Sure.
Yeah, she could do it.
Yeah, so I see a lot of positive things in Philly. So, again, my preaching these last 6-7 months to my team, to my office, has been, these are tough times. Plan on this for the next 1, 2, 3 years. As long as you can survive, you stay in the business, it's going to be tough. And you got to work harder. And because, and the reality of it is we just all of a sudden saw a bright side, which I did not anticipate, with the rates going down, and they're going to probably stay down. And then also in our industry, at one point, there was every 3 minutes, an agent was leaving the business. I know NAR recently said at least 60,000 have already signed out, already left the business here. And
I heard 120,000.
So it probably is more than that, because that was a couple months ago, Mark.
And, but that's all right. Most of them are getting old too. Yeah. There's a lot of old ones.
but in January, when you renew your license, we're going to lose a lot more. So the reality of it is, I think sales are going to, and I heard this from NAR, and I can feel it already, sales are going to go up 20%, and there's going to be 10% less agents. So that's going to be good for the agent community. Also, it's going to be good for buyers, because rates will be a little bit lower, and hopefully there'll be more inventory. That's the big thing I'm concerned about, is there's this whole cottage industry where people aren't going to sell. I'm going to go out to list their house. They're going to buy another house from me, but they're going to rent their house because of that low interest rate. So I think inventory is going to remain low for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's going to come back slow. Now, let me ask you about your team. Do you got your team calling like 10 people every day and using scripts?
So we do. There's this, again, you know how it is, Mark. You come in, you're hungry, you know, so you'll do anything, you know, as I say. So some of the younger ones are. Some of the newer ones, first, you know, year or two in the business are. But we also have an ISA that's calling, and then the business they get paid, and they're giving that to agents. Because we want our agents out on the streets selling. So we have an ISA, and then we're yes, we are, and no, we're not. Meaning a few of them are calling regularly. Our policy, though, is even for the mature agent, is to reach out to 5 people a day past clients. So when I get in my car, I will call somebody as I'm driving somewhere. And how you doing? I just drove by your house. I was thinking of you. You know, whatever. Not asking for business, because I've always been a business of attraction, not solicitation. I never would call someone up and say, hey, Mark, you want to buy a house? You want to sell it?
No, that's not what you do.
Yeah, it's just not.
Like, I just had a student. We got a little extra time with Mike. I just had a student came back to me. First year in the business, he made 150 grand. He did like 6.2 million in sales. He calls 10 people every day, and he uses a script. And the newbies that come out of my school, they don't have any bad habits. So when you tell them to make phone calls, they do it.
Mark, I wish I had
I that. Wish that somebody would have told me that when I got my license.
Yes. Scripts.
And I would have hired an assistant my first day.
Yeah, but scripts and calling are so powerful. I see the difference with the new people at our office that are in the coaching program. Absolutely, Mark.
Yeah.
We had to figure it out ourselves, right? We had to, like, learn it ourselves.
Yeah. We tell them, they call up and they give them information about the buyer side, what's happening with the buyers, what's happening with the sellers, and then they ask for their help. If you run into anybody looking to buy or sell commercial residential property, would you call me? And the people say yes. And they want to know about real estate.
Yep.
And you say, yes. Thank you. It's not rocket science. But you know what? If every agent in our market did that daily, we'd have a ton of more orders.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you love watching those new hungry agents do that and grow, Mark? Like, that's where it fills my heart, watching a new agent come in and do 3 or 5 or 6 million their first year, because they listened.
They follow the system.
And are doing what you're telling them to do.
Yeah, I gave every one of my real estate classes, we give them a coaching session called 0 to 20 million in production. And they come out with it. They get this. They have scripts. They know they have their database together. And we even give them questions how to interview with brokers and have a plan.
Mark,
I'm going to call
awesome.
10 people a day. We do that in every class.
That is awesome. Like, I never even heard that before. That is awesome. I wish someone did that to me. I didn't know any better. I ended up at some property management company. They didn't even sell real estate.
Yeah, I remember your story.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. My broker said, good luck, go get them. That was it. I was like, go get who? And I had a database in my pocket. I was a ward leader. I probably had about 500 names in my little phone book.
Oh, my.
Tell everybody how to get a hold of Mike McCann and his real estate team.
Hello. Yes, I am Mike McCann, the real estate man, 215-778-0901 for text, or McCann@McCannTeam.com is my email, or my website, McCannTeam.com. Thank you.
Just go on Facebook and you'll see him running around. Look at this place. This is a great place. You should buy this place.
Thank you so much, Mike, for being on.
Now, we got to get Mike back in that, like, the near the end of the first quarter, and we'll talk about, see what's happening.
Awesome. You guys look exactly the same as a decade ago when I was on here, however long ago it was. Well, I don't know about you, Mark.
Thank you. All right.
All right, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Keep up great work.
It's our 15th year.
I'm proud of you. Appreciate it.
So coming up next is our topic of the day, the Dinks, and who are they?
Yeah. All right. That was a great segment with Mike McCann, the real estate man. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland is proudly being provided by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more in a moment, but first, a message from one of our home team partners, Greentree Mortgage. How much do you qualify for? Ask Deanne now at mortgagemom.net.
Greentree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price, and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. So where are we at, Deanne?
So, Mark, we are up to our topic of the day. The Dinks, who are they?
All right. Now, I ran across this. I thought that I might have to do this in two parts because I think this is really interesting. The Dinks, who are they? About a year ago, there was a discussion about a growing community of people who call themselves the Dinks. A DINK is an acronym, and it stands for Dual Income, No Kids. These are childless by choice folks who get married and could have kids, but chose instead to have a barren, sterile relationship, focused entirely on their own superficial wants and desires. The DINKs are getting a lot of attention these days, especially over the past week. On Monday, a Business Insider ran a piece titled Meet the DINK. They have over $200,000 in the bank. They aren't paying for pricey childcare. The article tells us the Dinks are seeing their ranks grow as the high cost of limit and the climate crisis, particularly on people with child with Dinks, are making, they're making six figures and they want to spend their money on their pets and traveling. According to the 2022 America Community Survey, around 5% of the country's total population was cohabiting couples who do not live with a child under the age of 18. And around 29% of the total population are married couples who do not live with a child under 18. Among unmarried couples, the figure is slightly up from 2019. 4.4% of the population was cohabiting couples not living with a child under 18. U.S. Census Bureau also finds that the aging population is increasingly child-free. One in seven women were childless by the time they were ages between 40 and 44, and that's higher than one in 10 women are in the same boat as of 1976. Pew found a survey that 44% of non-parent ages, 18 to 49, said they were not likely or not at all likely to have kids some days, up from 37%. This week, there has been a sudden surge. TikTok videos promoting DINK lifestyle. Most of them follow the same format, which revolves around increased ability to buy stuff. This is the theme that runs through basically all the DINK propaganda. For DINK, snacks cost to play apparently a central role in their lives. On their database, on their deathbeds while they're living alone, no one to mourn them or care that they're dying or remember them that they're gone. If hospice nurse asks them to pass along a final wisdom, they will look up in their final dying breath and whisper, get a Costco membership.
Oh, my God.
They have great deals of Cheez-Its. A person's life has to revolve around something, and it has to be dedicated to something by even their own testimony. It's clear that when people choose to be childless, their lives inevitably revolve around pure self-centered, unadulterated, unencumbered consumption. This is what makes the rise that thinks so catastrophic. So I'm going to stop right there and pick that up from there next week, because there's more on the dinks. The dinks are very interesting, man. These people are like, I don't know, remind me of the Romans or something. Going out with Caligula.
All right. All right. So, Mark, we are up to our business segment with Asking Dr. A, and we are going to talk about goal setting for 2024, the I style.
Very good. How are you, Dr. Abelson?
You're welcome, Dr. A.
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
We're good. How's the weather in Texas?
Wonderful.
The weather is nice. I'm up in Dallas right now.
It's cold up here.
I'm getting ready to go on a trip. So
very good.
Which should be fun.
So tell us about setting the goals in 2024 for your business or whatever. The I personality. We did the D's last week. So
yeah,
the I's are Mr. and Mrs. Personality. So tell us about that.
They're the ones where they can do anything and they're very optimistic, and they probably set two or three times the number of goals that they feel that they can do. And they typically don't get into the details. They're so optimistic and so excited about all the neat things that they're going to do in 2024. So that's what they get into. So they have a list, and their list is like 15 or 20 things as far as what they're going to get done this year. And if they're in the real estate and they've sold $1 million in 2023, they're going to sell $2.5 million in 2024, because they just know the interest rates are going to come down, and it's going to be a lot easier to sell. And there's going to be all this pent up demand. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for 2024 to start.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Wait, I'm saying that, and I'm a D.
Well, you're saying it for different reasons.
I wish the presidential election was
true.
But that's who they are. And they want a bunch of balls in the air, and they're very overly optimistic. Like when I did my plan with my director of operations, she's a very high S and C. You know, she brought me back down to earth, and like when we figured out schedules, you know.
There you go.
And I think her plan might work.
Well, and, what they need to do, because we have some limitations on time, what they need to do is prioritize their goals, all right, and then cut it in half. And then they need to go back for each one of the goals that they set and work with somebody else who's more detail-oriented and come with an actual action plan that talks about specifically what they're going to do, when they're going to do it each week, and when they will have reached the goal. Okay, so a time limit. So you need to make sure you do at least that for each one of your goals. But the most important thing for the I is to, number one, prioritize, because you can't do it all. And number two, then figure out only about half of them that you really want to try and get done in 2024. And then be happy if you only get half of those actually achieved in 2024, because, excuse my language, but it happens.
It does.
You know, and you got to deal with it.
It does. And you know, Deanne says it all the time, you know, you shoot for the moon and you miss, you hit a star. So if you set your goals, you know, you set your goals, you know, you might exceed them, especially if you have a plan. And there's the logistics. Like my plans, it comes down to daily. What I do every day in the beginning, all my lead generation in every morning, like that has to happen. But that leads into the monthly and the yearly plan.
And what I see with the top performers is they reach the goal before the deadline. They celebrate. All right. And then they up the ante. They increase the goal. So if people are interested and they'd like a free assessment from us, all they have to do is email me at dr.a@abelson.net, and we'll give them a free DISC and a free motivators assessment. And if they're a leader, we'll actually throw in our leadership assessment as well if they're interested. They just need to tell me what they want when they email us.
You know, Gary Cowher told me one time when I was in Texas, he said his first year in real estate, he planned to sell so many houses, and he hit his goal and he took a month off. Then he realized he set his goals too low. And that was the lesson for him.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get to the S's and the C's.
All right. Very good.
All right.
If you have any questions, you can either email them to Mark at 8029@comcast.net or give him a call at 267-266-5501. You can also email me at DeanneKatsaris@comcast.net or give me a call at 609-605-7153.
A special thanks for all of our listeners for tuning in every week and email me and asking us questions. Listen to the show every Saturday, 1 o'clock on Talk Radio 1210. Thanks to Mike McCann, the real estate man. That was a great segment today. And Dr. Abelson always gives great advice. So with that, have a great week. I'm Mark Cumberland.
I'm Deanne Katsaris, your mortgage mom.
You've been listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All positive, all the time.
Thanks for listening to Good News in Real Estate. If you'd like to contact Mark Cumberland or Deanne Katsaris or listen to any of their past shows, go to goodnewsinrealestate.com. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.